In this parsha, we find ourselves 17 years after Yaakov's arrival into the land of Egypt. Yaakov and his family arrived, just 70 souls. But as the last pasuk in Vayigash indicated, they were prosperous and successful in Egypt. The family grew, their success blossomed, and they took root. Our parsha opens with Yaakov sensing his death. In his final conversation with Yosef, he makes Yosef swear that he will bury him. He'll bury Yaakov, his father, back in the land of Eretz Yisrael, despite the roots that they've taken in Egypt, despite their strong position there. Yaakov says, I don't want to be buried here. Promise me, swear to me, you will take me back to Eretz Yisrael, to the family burial plot. You will bury me in Ma'aras HaMachpelah. By making this request, Yaakov has brought up the elephant in the living room, as it were. That is, the fact that Rachel, not only his beloved wife, but more importantly for our purposes, Yosef's mother, is the only one of the Avos and Imahos, the patriarchs and matriarchs, who is not buried in Ma'aras HaMachpelah, and instead was merely buried on the side of the road. Interestingly, this elephant in the living room is in fact brought up explicitly by Yaakov, and seemingly out of nowhere, not directly connected to any previous mention in the text, Yaakov says, "Va'ani bevoi mifadan, mesa alai Rachel ba'eretz Kenan baderech." Says Yaakov, "On my way from Padan, Rachel died on me, right in the land of Canaan on the road, while I was still about Kivras Aretz Lavo Ephrasa, I was a certain distance away from Ephrat. Ve'ekbara sham baderech, I buried her there on the road, Ephrati Beit Lechem." On the road to Ephrat, which is the area of Beit Lechem. So on the one hand, yes, we see Yaakov bringing up this awkward fact. On the other hand, Psukim, both before and after, don't really provide any further elaboration or context. Why would Yaakov bring this up? What exactly was he hoping to accomplish? We can speculate, but the Torah text itself is silent. It's this silence, this lacuna in the text, not surprisingly, which allows and inspires numerous interpretations among the classical Mefarshim. One approach, which is mentioned briefly by the Ibn Ezra and is elaborated upon by the Ramban, in what the Ramban refers to as the Pshat, what he thinks is the simplest explanation, is that despite the lack of specificity and elaboration, this was really Yaakov's way of apologizing for not giving Rachel the proper burial that he knows Yosef would have wanted for his mother. And by so apologizing, he's also therefore pleading with Yosef not to hold it against him, not to be angry with him for his request, and pleased to bury Yaakov in Ma'aras HaMachpelah. After all, and here's where the Ramban in particular elaborates, she died suddenly. And the way the Ramban explains why it's important to know that she died suddenly is because Yaakov was saying it was simply impractical. It was impossible, given the circumstances, for her to be buried in Ma'aras HaMachpelah. And here's a fascinating footnote. When the Ramban originally analyzed this story, not only in Vayechi now, where Yaakov is retrospectively talking to Yosef about it, but in fact, numerous parshios earlier, when Rachel actually died, when Ramban wrote his commentary on that story, he was living in Spain, where he was from, and he assumed that in fact, this was very far away, a long distance from Hebron. However, as many of you probably know, towards the end of his life, the Ramban was successful, heroically successful, in making Aliyah. He wrote an updated version of his commentary once he was able to see with his own eyes the actual topography, the actual geography, the land of Eretz Yisrael, and he realized that this area of Beit Lechem is not actually that far away from Hebron. So why couldn't Yaakov have made the journey? And therefore he updates his Perush and he explains that because he had so many family members and so much possession, so many possessions, so many animals, it would have taken him a good deal of time even to go a relatively short distance. And given the fact that it was so unexpected, she died suddenly, he didn't have what was at the time the most sophisticated medical or technological treatments that would have been able to prepare the body for a delayed burial. Says Ramban, in those days they used embalmers. in order to maintain the body for some length of time in order to be able to be buried in a proper state. But given the fact that she died suddenly, he wasn't prepared, she wasn't old, he didn't have any of that, and therefore he was worried that given how big his entourage was, if he would finally get to Hebron, it would have taken too much time. And without being too explicit, Ramban basically says her body would have decayed in a way that would be so unbecoming and so embarrassing that it made more sense. It was actually more respectful to Rachel to bury her immediately and on the spot. Sforno actually also says this is an apology, but not a practical excuse, a psychological excuse. Mesa alai Rachel. I was so overcome with grief. I had such a loving relationship with Rachel, I could not collect myself enough in order to be able to bring her to burial. Rashi, however, gives a third interpretation. He explains and he acknowledges the awkwardness of the request, and he also explicitly, Rashi does, says that Yaakov said, I know, Yosef, I know you're upset at me that I didn't give proper respect to your mother. However, Rashi explains, based on a medrash, that says that this was all divinely ordained. It's not a practical excuse, I couldn't do it. It's not an emotional excuse, I was overwhelmed. In fact, it was divinely ordained and commanded from Hashem that I not bring her to Hebron, that I leave her there on that spot. Why? So that one day in the future, she'd be able to see and help her children when they are exiled after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. They will walk past her grave and on their way out of Eretz Yisrael. Her voice will give them comfort. As the Psukim very famously say in the Nevi Yirmiyahu, Kol Brahma Nishma, Rachel Mevakal Baneha, she'll give them strength and chizuk, and that will help them in their difficult galus. Ramban, in an additional interpretation, agrees with this and also quotes this medrash, and he anchors it in the text. He points out that's why there's the double language of baderech. The second baderech being not just that she died baderech, but that this is the derech, the way, the journey, the path that the Jewish people will take on their way out of Eretz Yisrael during the Churban, and the Mama Rachel will give them chizuk then.